It's the Platinum Club. And here's your weekly podcast that takes the principles of showbiz blueprint to the next level. In each episode, Barry serves up a message to motivate, guide, and inspire you to play bigger, act bolder, take bigger risks, and win. Direct from his studio in the Sierra Mountains and straight into your business, here's Barry.
Yes, I'm here tonight. I wanted to pop in to say hello at the top of this one because the money game's on fire, you guys. It's just remarkable what's going on with this thing. I am leaving town Thursday morning. I'll be leaving, I guess, when this one's coming out, going off grid for 4 days to, oh man, this remarkable experience. This will mark the 10-year anniversary of me being involved with the Mankind Project, my 25th weekend co-leading up there. And yeah, big stuff. So I want to get this one out to you guys. I just want to jump in and say hello and let you know I'm with you, behind you, for every step of this money game. And I just can't wait to every day that I speak to people, get reports back, hear about what's going on. It just gets more exciting. So let's kick into this one and begin. See what's going on here today. I'm going to episode 27, the 90-day money game, more ways to connect. Big congratulations to those of you who are playing. Like I said at the top, pretty much blown away by the results. A couple of people who have already hit six figures in proposals. Oh, man, so fun. I hear about both the freedom and the fear. And, you know, make no mistake, there is some of each in this stuff. There has to be. We're breaking up DNA. We're doing this a whole different way right now. The freedom of just putting stuff out there, of seeing those numbers in the proposal column, and the fear of what's it look like to make those proposals and not see those big returns that some part of your brain wants. It's not what this game is about. We're going to start heading into that towards the end of this game. I'm going to show you some new strategies for closing more of these. But man, this is just about pounding them out and getting them out. It's natural. You know, if any of this could be considered natural, this is DNA rewriting what we're doing here. And what I hear most is the confidence that coming up in the stories, the old stories of perfection, and procrastination, waiting for things to be right, overthinking, all of that just melting away, and I love that. Today, I'm going to take you into a new era of creating. So this is Creation 201, the Create Process. In 23, I spoke about the Create Process, gave you, I think, three ways to dig in and start doing that. One that was familiar, the CVI, and two that I had never talked about before, but I use extensively in my business and use towards the end of my performing career to just get in front of people. This is the stage that is probably the scariest to many people. It's where we have to put a line in the sand. We have to make some decisions and lead. And, you know, why are we so darn good at leading the second we walk on stage, the second the music starts, the introduction ends? Why do we become those leaders then? And why is it that we give ourselves the permission to play meek and play small and play soft? Ways that we would never play on stage, ever even consider playing on stage during the business process. It's crazy to think why we do that. And this 90-day money game is about unwinding that, about getting out of our own way and practicing constantly, being the leader, making the strong decisions in the business side of it. So in this stage, we have to show up fearless and brave. We're going to talk about a few more ways to do that today. I've already talked about a couple. But, you know, we have the opportunity to take their breath away. That's literally what we have the chance to do during the Create Process. Now let's look at a few alternatives to Create that I haven't talked about yet. The up-close video introduction. You have an HD camera and an editor right in your pocket right now, or maybe on your desk like I do. You have an HD camera and an editor. Let's play around with what those can do for us. Get a nice background and a microphone. And use this simple, simple template. And by the way, please get yourself some kind of a microphone that plugs into your phone. Don't just use the audio in there. So much about this is what happens in the subconscious level. And strong audio is a strong leader. It's a strong line in the sand. We're taking command at that point. So do that. There's all kinds. They can plug into the jack. They can have a little cord on them. I have one over here for my iPad when I use my teleprompter. Just get something that plugs into the phone to make the audio sound nice and strong and present. All right, good. So you got that. And let's use this simple template. Run this through your brain. See what happens on screen. An up-close video of yourself right through their core conflict. And this can be literally, this can be 15 seconds. You know, you're up close, you're in tight with the camera, there's some kind of cool background behind you. And on an iPhone, you can touch yourself there and make the background nice and fuzzy, which is just beautiful. You got a little nature behind you. And you just want to really pop out of the camera with some decent early morning light. Or maybe you're on a stage and you got the stage background behind you or the audience seats. Do something, think about something fun and creative that you can put together easily. So straight through their core conflict. I'll give example of this coming up here, I think. On the B-roll then, next, of you killing it on stage, and you use the audience reaction and your action on stage. Have this playing underneath your B-roll. The narrative of what you will create for them. It's like it's an on-screen call to action. This whole thing is 1 minute maximum. And you're going to have a music pad underneath the entire thing. Scary? Yeah, maybe a little bit, but you know what? That is exactly why we're here. We're here to do stuff that's scary. So the narrative of what you'll do for them, that's something you'll have to script out a little bit. I think I even put an example of this on here. Let me take a look. Oh, we can use the same one, I believe, here. Yeah, that's what I was doing on this. So the second one I want to look at is the 30-second commercial template. This is just like a TV commercial. It's problem, agitate, solution. It's exactly what every TV commercial does. Put this template into your editor and then just plug and play their details. Very simple. We're going to stay off the screen for this commercial. We're going to use stock images and a very strong leadership, powerful, creative voiceover. Some film of your act on stage, if it's appropriate stage and costume for the gig you're pitching. You know, don't have it be something where you're a street performer at a festival and you're pitching it to a sales conference. Make sure it's appropriate, a match for what they're doing. So here it is, the problem. You have blank, the event, the sales conference, the meeting, the launch, the trade show in less than 90 days. Agitate it. What if, you know, your representatives are sitting in the booth texting day in and day out with no leads coming into the booth? What if your sales team is eating donuts and talking and texting instead of paying attention to the meeting? You know, what if your wedding? I know we have some folks in here doing wedding. What if your guests are bored during the reception, lose interest, leave, forget they're even at your wedding? That's the agitation. And then the solution. I do this for this. So I engage audiences for sales meetings. You know, we're going to write this thing out a little bit. You're going to keep it very short. You have 30 seconds to do this entire thing looking at the TV commercial template. And then let's talk, a call to action. Very quick. All of this is very quick. See what this does? This gets you up and out of your way. This you have no chance of stalling or procrastinating this stuff. I want you to burn through a couple of these. Send them to me. I want to see what you're doing in this stuff. Don't chicken out of this one. This is what we're here for. Don't chicken out of this one. Make one of these. Send it to me. I don't care if it sucks. Just get one out of your body, and then we'll start working on making them really good. Delivery. How are we going to get these? These are absolutely ideal for millennial groups, companies, or traditional booking traditional companies who are doing this. But if you're appealing to a Facebook, a Google, any of the SaaS services, any of the dot-coms, these are ideal for them. This is what they're waiting for, is someone this bold to just get up in their face and do it. Use for anyone that you have an intro, a connect, or a referral. You know, these are what I was talking about on the last episode. These would probably be for the hot or warm leads that you have. You can use Twitter direct message, a great way to get in front of literally anyone you want to get in front of. You know, I don't know if he reads it, but you could do a Twitter to the president. Lord knows the guy's on the thing enough. You could get a message straight to him with a direct message on Twitter, LinkedIn. You know, that's if email's a no-go. My first choice would be email, but only give that a day. Give it a day, day and a half, and then hit into one of these direct message systems. If you want to do a voicemail, you know, if you get sent to a voicemail, I just shot a short selfie video for you about your upcoming sales conference, event, trade show. It's in email, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You know, whatever it's in, just leave that on their voicemail and jump out. What I love about this is the ease and the boldness. You know, I just, I fall in love with this system right here, the up close and the 30 second. You literally don't have time to fail. You can only succeed in this thing. You can only get your message out there, get it opened, read, and responded to. And that's what's going to happen. Get these out. Don't stop with silence no matter what, you guys. We are not here to stop with silence. Stop with a yes or stop with a no. Don't stop with silence, because the silence is never, ever, ever about us. It's never about us. All right, best practices. You guys, have fun with this. For gosh sakes, it is a game. We are here and we're playing this. It's a game. Your attitude is going to come through loud and clear in every single frame of these videos that you do. That's what's going to come across possibly even more powerfully than the message, whatever's on the screen. Are you having fun doing it? Does it sound like something they want? Don't save the fun for the stage. I mentioned it earlier. Start now. Be the guy, the girl who walks on stage and commands the attention, commands the leadership and the audience to engage right now. You can do that. It's sitting there literally waiting for you to take that control from the second you have contact with these people. You don't have to wait until after the introduction. My business radically changed when I learned that I could be the guy who I am on stage in the business process, in the booking process. It's bigger than life. So adopt that. Set a timer and get it done. You know, maybe this entire thing takes you 10 minutes to just shoot it, run it through iMovie on your phone, and have it finalized. Doesn't have to be fancy. Beautiful. If you're not playing with iMovie, that means you're a YouTube video or two away from being able to shoot something. Drag your finger around, put music behind it, and make a beautiful video, you know, just in minutes. I whip them out in seconds on my phone now. I just shoot, throw it in iMovie. I learned it all from my 15-year-old upstairs, of course. But you can learn it just on a YouTube video, too. And if you don't know how to use it and you can't find a video you like, I can bring Zed online. We can have him actually teach us a class in that. It'd be kind of cool. So this is transparency, and I tell you, that is what this economy and this market demands. It is the most powerful way to connect right now, is to be authentic. That's why live video is so, so powerful. You know, and there's tons of tricks and templates for live video. I'll share some of those with you in future editions of the Platinum Club. But right now, I'm digging deeply into 24 of them, and I'm using them all in a launch that I have coming up. So I can't wait. I will be sharing all that with you. You know, this is a slide that I used on the last one. I just want to remind you, I've spoken to so many of you in the last month. It wasn't part of the original Platinum Club, and who cares? Let me know if you're stuck anywhere. This is my invitation for you to do that. Hit reply to my messages and just say, Barry, I'm stuck. I'm doing this. I'm doing whatever it is. My only goal is that you hit every goal you have for this stuff. So that's it. Episode 27 is in the can. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye. Still here?